Unit 2, Recording 2.
My grandmother was illiterate until she was 28. Born in Italy, one of 9 children, she'd sailed to Brazil at the age of 6 with nothing but the rags on her back. Penniless and hungry, she went to work in the houses of the middle class. She cleaned things. She cleaned kitchens, bathrooms, bedrooms, offices, dogs, horses, and later, even cars, the new playthings of the wealthy. Thus was her childhood spent, making enough money to feed her family. At 18, she married a tailor. At least she didn't have to wear rags anymore, but life wasn't much better. She was reduced to being a domestic servant in her own home, cook, cleaner, and a prolific producer of babies, 5 in all. By her late 20s, she got fed up with never understanding the letters that dropped on the doormat, or the stories in the papers, or her children's homework. So she taught herself how to read. It took her a year. She'd sit up by candlelight, poring over the pages of children's books, sounding out the letters. Once she learned it, her life changed. She had an iron will and a tremendous mistrust of the modern world. She hated TV. She was horrified at the idea of airplanes, thought they would drop out of the sky. And she believed the moon landing was a hoax, that these men in funny suits were actors in a studio. As she aged, she turned into the neighborhood fairy godmother, a kindly fount of wisdom. Everyone went to her for advice, which she dispensed from her throne, an ancient red armchair with holes in its sides. She had a saying for every situation, a proverb. If you started telling family secrets, she'd say, "Don't wash your dirty linen in public," or "Keep your mouth shut and your eyes open," or my favorite, "A closed mouth catches no flies." Once, someone started telling her a long, elaborate lie. She stopped them in the middle and said, "Always tell the truth. It's easier to remember." Everybody loved her. She didn't have much in the way of material things, but she gave people what she did have. Time, affection, attention, words of wisdom, love. And so it was with my grandmother. She died in her sleep, aged 90. 800 people came to the funeral. Not bad for a washerwoman who hadn't learned to read until she was 28.